Esme's next class was just down the hall. Baron was there when she came out of the door.
Lieutenant, good to see you again.
His eyes said more. Esme felt a warm glow as if she'd stepped into a spotlight. She could feel Vericor's interested gaze on her back.
Morning, Ensign. Glad to be off Foldcos?
They tell me they'll put me on a line ship after this, assuming I pass all the courses.
You pass the hardest back on Kos, and Eulis knows it.
I would have preferred things in the opposite order. Training before performance. Though you did the same trick with command, only better.
Brun appeared suddenly at Esme's side.
Hi there. Oh, introduce me, Lieutenant Sweezer, to this most attractive young ensign. Unless that is, you're keeping him for yourself.
Baron flushed, and Esme could feel her own ears heating up.
This is Ensign Serrano. Ensign, this is Brun Meager.
She didn't have to give a pedigree. Everyone knew it. Brun practically shoved in front of Esme.
You must be Admiral Serrano's grandson. I've heard a lot about you. Do you have a few minutes?
Esme didn't. It was time for her next class. She ignored the desperate look Baron gave her and abandoned him to his fate. If he couldn't handle one dizzy blonde... But she had trouble concentrating on tactics for the first time in her life. Brun was beautiful, in a way she had never been beautiful. And she had that ability to attract almost anyone. Even Esme had liked her, in spite of disapproving. It was impossible, it seemed, to stay distant from her. Naturally, she would like Baron. Charming, handsome, talented. And naturally, Baron... She yanked her mind back to the lecture and realized that Vericor had noticed her distraction, which made it even worse. She made it through class after class, dragging her attention back again and again from the thought of Baron and Brun. If this was what love did, she told herself grimly, no wonder they cautioned officers against it. Back on Kos, it had seemed simple. Her feeling for Baron made her stronger, more confident, happier, and her performance had soared. But that was the first burst of feeling. This was something else, not helpful at all. Was he having the same problem? She tried to think what her therapist would have said, but none of the phrases she remembered helped at all. At the evening meal, Esme was hunched morosely over her tray.
Lieutenant?
She felt something clench and release in her chest.
Ensign, Baron, how was your first day?
Interesting. When Eulis started in on me, I wasn't sure what to do, but then I figured out what he was driving at.
I could have clobbered him.
No, he was right, and I did make an interesting demonstration for the class. I would bet they don't have someone like me in every class, unless they import them especially. I wonder if that's why I got this course. Nah. But you, I hear you've been taking one course on top of another. You getting any sleep at all?
Esme felt her ears going hot, even though she knew it was an innocent inquiry into her health.
I'm doing fine, as long as I don't do much but study.
Oh, I wasn't going to interrupt you. I know this is important to you. I just hoped...
I know. I'm just... You know, it's been a while.
Baron ate some peas, then something orange that had probably started life in the squash family.
I saw you yesterday when I came in, going to some class... Seems like you're getting along well with the other officers.
Trying to. All that you told me about the difference in cultures, it helps. Though I still catch myself about to apologize or explain far too often.
Glad to be of service. I was going to ask...
Well, I'd hope to find my favorite ensign for a dinner companion. But he's already engaged.
Hello, Sarah Meager.
Brun. Nobody calls me Sarah Meager or Ms. Meager, but people who want to keep me from doing things... You don't mind if I join you, do you? I promise my watchdogs will keep a respectful distance.
Of course.
Baron stood while Brun found a seat across from Esme, exactly where Esme did not want those clear blue eyes.
How did the exam go, Esme? Administrative procedures, wasn't it? Sounds deadly boring to me. Forms filling, isn't it?
A bit more than that. Forms filling is part of it, but then you have the decisions of which form and to what office it should be sent. Filling it out correctly doesn't help if you've sent the wrong level of form or sent the right form to the wrong office.
Deadly boring. My sympathies. I hope my heckling you that morning didn't hurt your performance.
No, I did all right.
All right being number one in the class. Don't hide your light, Lieutenant.
Oh, good for you. Though I can't see you as a forms filler. I suppose into every life a few forms must fall.
Esme could not stay annoyed, not with that combination of interest and goodwill beaming at her from across the table.
I thought it was boring, but it was a requirement.
So you topped out. What did I expect? Are you sure you won't come into Q-Town, the both of you, and celebrate?
I can't. The tactics final is in 2 days, and our workgroup is studying tonight and tomorrow night.
Well then, Ensign, do you have a final coming up?
No, but...
Then you can come, surely. If you're not in Lieutenant Sweezer's tactics class, then she's not going to be spending time with you, and not that she'd cradle Rob anyway.
Sure. I'm hardly an infant, Brun, but yes, I'll be your escort, since your watchdogs will be along to ensure my good behavior.
Esme watched them go with feelings not so much mixed as churned. She did have a tactics study group meeting, but she had hoped for a few more minutes with Baron, in which she could ask him about his interpretation of the rules governing personal relationships between officers not of the same rank or in the same chain of command. He had grown up in Fleet. He was used to the rules. If he thought there was nothing wrong, there probably wasn't anything wrong. Baron eyed the speaker's daughter as they walked through to the base gates.
Dangerous waters.
Professional officers did not mix with families. The shadowy aura of undue influence brooded over any such liaison. Still, common courtesy to a guest of the fleet demanded that he accompany her, and her security detail. He would much rather have talked to Esme. They had things to discuss. And anyway, she looked tired, strained, and he wanted to help her ease that strain. She had been trying so hard for so long. She was on the right track now, but... His fingers twitched, imagining the softness of her hair, the way he could soothe the tension from her neck.
So, you knew Lieutenant Sweezer on the Kosciusko?
Yes.
Is she always so... stiff?
Stiff? She's hardworking, professional.
Dull?
You can't mean that.
No, I don't mean that. But I wanted to meet her, to talk to her, and... Oh, she's always so upright and formal. Not to mention she never seems to stop studying. She's at the top in just about every class. What more does she want?
What any of us wants. To be the best.
Baron was aware of his spine growing slightly more rigid, and wondered why.
It's so different. I've been around Royal Space Service officers for years, and they're not at all like you.
Because they weren't really military. But that was not something to say when Brun was being trailed by six of the Royal Security's finest.
I don't know why all this is necessary. Professional competence I can understand, but the rules are ridiculous.
Which rules?
Oh, you know, all this formality in class, standing when the instructor enters and saluting all the time. Everything divided by rank.
Baron didn't feel like explaining millennia of military tradition to a privileged civilian who was in a mood to dislike it anyway.
There are reasons, but if you don't like it, why did you come?
Admiral Serrano recommended it, over my father's objections, in fact. She said I would benefit from the chance to develop my special talents in a controlled environment.
That sounds like a quote.
You know, Admiral. Oh, that's right. You are Serrano. So... You also know Harris, I imagine.
Admiral Serrano is my grandmother. Commander Serrano is one of my cousins.
No need to go into that. Brun took his arm in a way that made him distinctly uncomfortable.
Well, then, we'll be friends. Now let's go have some fun.
Baron thought longingly of Esme, hard at work, no doubt, in her quarters.